Yeah, where was I? Where was I? I've got some pasta in my mouth, which I believe has tuna and prawns in it. How weird. Yeah, the Vatican City. I looked it up on World Factbook, which is a app on the iPhone, and the Vatican is actually registered as a country, maybe a principality, but whatever, it is actually a separate nation in its own way in the world. Has its own flag. I'm sure it has its own laws, as some of the kids of the world know from. Anyway. But there's 500, I believe, 558 people living in the Vatican City, which I'm not sure, but it may well be more than live in certain countries in the world that compete in, say, the World Cup or the European Champions, European shut up. That trophy they play every other 2 years after the World Cup. So they should be able to get a team together if Pope John Paul George and Ringo was such a good footballer. They must have some sort of pedigree of producing good players. I mean, that would be probably one in 50. One in 50 would have to be a decent player. Say there's men and women, there must be nuns living in there. I saw lots of nuns around. So probably, I mean, you can't have women playing in the the big tournaments. That's not my rules. I don't agree with it at all. But yeah, surely they could string together a decent team. And there was I read about a couple of guys who went to some remote island who are apparently the worst team in the world to manage. A couple of English guys. They're posh twats, obviously, and are probably writing a book about it. I think they are actually, but I reckon I could manage a Vatican team. So that's what I'm going to do when I get back. I'm going to write letters to the Pope and see what he can do. Because the current Pope, I know he played for the Nazi junior team, didn't he? So he should be able to pull in a few favours. They'll be pretty good at calling the offside trap, won't they? Anyway, yeah, I'm sitting here looking down at a mess. I've spilt beer on the table. I've got this pasta thing going on, which is all right, I suppose. But I bought, it looked like just a packet of pasta with no fork, spoon, or indeed spork. And I bought, here we go, a packet of 25 spar cuchillos, which I believe must be the word for plastic spoon. There's a picture of them, two humanized plastic spoons on there as well. And so I've got 25 spoons going spare now. The irony was there was actually a fork in the packet, which I'm using now. It's quite small, but they are quite small here. Think of Frankie Dettori. I am running out of things to say, I suppose, but it's 9:30 at night here. 8:30 our time being the UK time. And I'd usually be getting ready to go to Candy Box, which tonight is results special, because the A-level kids got their results, and I hope they all did really, really well. And I'm just gutted. I'll miss the debauchery of such idiots celebrating or commiserating, and probably asking for shite music like they do. But yeah, it's home time tomorrow. I ordered a shuttle, not a space shuttle, but a shuttle bus cab thing on Expedia when I booked this holiday. Phoned up for it today. They answered in Italian. I said, "Do you speak English?" And the lady I spoke to seemed to be a bit affronted by that. She asked me my surname, and she said she's that yeah, it's okay. They're going to pick me up at two time tomorrow, which I don't understand the mechanics of the Fuji's clock, but I'll look it up before I go to bed. So if I don't speak to you before I get home, take it easy. Arrivederci.